Hi, and welcome to the GovLab Collective Intelligence Podcast. Today, we're joined by Sonia Maria Ignatius. She's the former product owner of Climate Watch, a collaborative platform used by the city of Helsinki to engage citizens in monitoring progress towards the city's plan to achieve carbon neutrality by 2035. Sonia is also the co-founder and CEO of Causal, a company that is supporting cities who want to implement the Climate Watch model to solve other types of problems.
Can you start by describing the Carbon Neutral Helsinki 2035 Action Plan? What goals did the city lay out for itself?
Yeah, so City of Helsinki, they had a plan to be carbon neutral by 2035. So what it means in practice is that they have to reduce their carbon emissions by 80% by 2035 from 1990 levels. So that was the main goal they had. And they also had kind of goals for how to make it happen and how to monitor the action plan. So they defined that it has to be an open process so they could evaluate and engage as many people as possible.
How does the city government use the platform to monitor progress towards the goals laid out in the action plan?
The problem is that cities like Helsinki, they have a lot of ambitious goals. For instance, being carbon neutral by 2035, it's quite ambitious. But they don't have very good tools to manage and monitor how this plan is actually going to be reached. Once a year or every couple of years, they circulate a spreadsheet and they try to gather the information. So it's always quite outdated already when it's published. So it's very difficult to use it to manage their work, actually. And also it's impossible for citizens to be part of it. So that's the problem. And then how the city government is now using the Helsinki Climate Watch is that, so it's a platform that brings all the stakeholders together so they can know that what's happening and also what's the plan of the city and who is doing what. So everybody can see if the city is on the right track and what are the impacts of their actions. So it engages the people inside the city organization. So there are, for instance, for the Carbon Neutral Helsinki Action Plan, there are 150 people using it inside the city organization. And then, of course, there are also citizens who and politicians who can see the same information as the civil servants. So that's the basic idea.
Okay. And engaging with citizens can be challenging. What are some common pitfalls with engagement or policy implementation, and how did you address them with Climate Watch?
Yeah, so in this Climate Watch platform, it collects the information on all the actions in one place, and every action has a designated contact person or even several contact persons. So they are reporting what they have been doing and what they're going to do next. So the citizens can see what is the status of these actions. And if we think about the challenges or pitfalls, first of all, a common pitfall is that the citizens and politicians, they don't know what is going on. So they might even be suggesting actions that the city is already taking. And that was quite frustrating because everybody was kind of spending their energy on wrong things. So we were already doing some things that citizens wanted us to do, but they didn't know about it. And also now that it's possible to tell about the work in progress, we really, in the platform, we try to encourage civil servants to do it so that they would tell as early as possible and not just when it's already decided, because then it's too late to engage anybody when it's already like too long in the process. So that's what we are trying to do, encourage them to tell openly about their work, and it's been positive feedback that we have gotten from that approach.
And the action plan identifies 147 measures that are used to track the city's progress. Could you give an example of one of those measures and the data that is used to evaluate it?
Yeah, for instance, one action is building new bike lanes and like a very complete biking infrastructure for Helsinki. So that is one measure. And then you can measure this action by having, well, simply if you think about the city, what effort the city is doing, they can measure how many kilometers of bike lanes they have been planning and how much they have been, how many they have been then completing, constructing. And then you can also measure how many cyclists there have been on at specific locations. You can have real-time sensors for that. And then you can also study how people are using sustainable modes of transport, and you can then also calculate what's the share of biking in the city. So the point is that you try to measure the action so that it's not just we will enable public transport or we will enhance or improve something, but you have to really say that how much you're going to improve and how you measure it. So that's one of the key elements in this platform, that it makes it also measurable and not just like strategic talk.
And how are members of the public involved in monitoring the city's progress towards carbon neutrality?
First of all the information is open for the public, so it brings a lot of opportunities for like any organization or any individual who wants to track what the city of Helsinki is doing, so they can see and they can contact those people that are mentioned there by their names, and they have also their contacts there. So that's of course possible. And there was also a citizen activist group that was formed right like 3 days after we launched this service in Helsinki. They organized themselves and they called themselves Helsinki Climate Watchdogs. I love the name. So they started to contact every single contact person that was in the Helsinki Climate Watch to ask, hey, why is this action delayed? Is there something I could do? Is there some politician I could try to put some pressure on? So they were really like asking how they could be helpful. And we also engaged them in the planning of like the roadmap of how to design the next steps in the Helsinki Climate Watch. So, and there are of course many different ways that City of Helsinki is developing the citizen engagement, and I don't even know about all the latest ones because I'm not working there anymore, but this platform brings a lot of opportunities for collaboration and we are really excited to work more on them. The basic idea in the beginning was it was more for the civil servants, and they were the primary users, to make it as easy as possible for them to use it so that it would then later be possible also to have more public and like citizen participation there. So first get the data well and those processes, and then also slowly make it larger and like more complete.
That's a great story. I love the Climate Watchdog's name. Could you talk about some of the benefits this collaborative monitoring approach brings to the city of Helsinki? Has it helped to save money, time, or make better use of city's resources?
Well, first of all, this is quite a new way of doing things. So of course there has been also, it's been a learning process, and it takes some effort to set up this contact person network and train them and also start to think about what would be good indicators. So it is work for the city, but it's work that they should basically be doing anyway. And even though there is in the beginning, there is this effort, in the long run, it has increased the awareness and also the motivation of the contact person. So it also makes the management easier when you have this network form. And also some concrete benefits have been that it's such a large action plan, as you said, and there are 147 actions. And sometimes there have been that there is no responsible organization for an action. It's like somebody's supposed to do it, but it wasn't like defined who. So while they were forming this contact person network, they found out that, okay, this is not clear who is supposed to do this. So it started kind of an internal process or several ones to define better and agree like what is really needed for an action to be happening. So that was like a concrete benefit. And also when the information is in one place, it's easier to share it, and it's easier to for new colleagues, for instance, to get on board and learn what the city is doing. And also the visibility for citizens, as I mentioned, it's like brings a lot of opportunities. And also you learn how to create better actions for the next round when you realize that, okay, this is very difficult to measure actually. So let's make it better next time. So let's define it better so we can actually measure it. So that's also what they have been learning. So it increases also the collaboration and exchange of information between cities, because they see that, okay, in the other city, they are doing these kind of things and this is a person, so they can then contact them. And it's not like everybody has to reinvent the wheel, but you can actually share information.
And how has the collaborative nature of the Climate Watch platform provided greater legitimacy for the city government to take bolder climate actions?
This is a really good question. And I think it's a little bit difficult to say what is thanks to the Climate Watch and what is thanks to like that there is a lot of positive energy for momentum for ambitious climate policy in Helsinki. So I think it's definitely been part of it, but it's difficult to pinpoint what has been because of Climate Watch exactly. So there is a lot of goodwill as a progressive city. And of course, it's also good examples that are spreading across cities. So it's possible to avoid like kind of lost opportunities and avoid investments that can be very costly. So you really want to focus on the right things, but for now it's too difficult to say what's been like thanks to this Climate Watch, because it's been there for quite a short time.
Why did you decide to build the Climate Watch platform using open source software? And has that turned out to be an important decision?
Yeah, it has been a very important decision. I was the first customer myself because I had this problem that I was supposed to engage citizens, and I was supposed to, as part of the team, of course, that we had, but I was responsible for the citizen engagement, also many development projects. So then I was frustrated that, for instance, many times we had to purchase a study from consultants and like what would be the most effective ways for Helsinki to reduce carbon. That kind of studies we did quite a few, and it was always pretty expensive to do that, and you never got the model to yourself, and you were always just relying on, okay, this is a nice PDF, but it's like, what do you do if you want to change, for instance, the price of solar panels falls down, and then you have to purchase always a new study to make it up to date. So that was very frustrating, and I wanted to start creating an open source system so you would actually be transparent, and you could also yourself start to dynamically change the values there. So we think that it's in the city of Helsinki, there was this open source policy, and it's the best way to make sure it's actually spreading. And there are anybody can who has the knowledge can join the development, and it's possible to have a community around it. And it's this openness in the assumptions and the calculation methods. It's very crucial, and it's been important for also other cities than Helsinki, so they are not alone in that. And yeah, so it brings a lot of benefits.
The action plan was published in 2018 and Climate Watch was launched in 2019. What has been the public's response to the initiative, and what does the city plan to do to keep stakeholders engaged in monitoring the plan going forward?
Yeah, so the feedback has been positive, and because many people want to know what is going on with the climate actions and how they could participate. And they have been also proud that this has been done in Helsinki. So that's been really, really cool to see also on social media that people were really proud. And some people even contacted me and they said that, hey, I'm super happy to be paying taxes for Helsinki, that this kind of service is being developed. So that was cool. Of course, there were also some, maybe it was because of poor communication, or we were not able to manage the expectations of everybody properly, because some people were a little bit upset as we launched it, that why is it not real time everything, that they check it one day and the next day they check it and it still looks like the emissions haven't been falling down. So they were expecting it to be like really, really real time. And of course, it wasn't that in the beginning, and we are still working on that. But so that kind of feedback was, of course, that we should learn from. And yeah, I'm not sure about the latest ideas that Helsinki has, but for sure there are a lot of possibilities that we have been talking with them, and we are now working towards getting businesses and other organizations on board in this Helsinki Climate Watch.
Right, so you've now left the city of Helsinki government and formed a company, Causal, to support cities who want to implement the Climate Watch model to solve other types of problems. Can you tell us about one of those cities and the project they created?
Yeah, besides Helsinki, there is a city of Tampere, a city of Lahti, and city of Lappeenranta who are using. It's called Causal Watch now. So the platform, and also Helsinki decided that it's possible to use it for other strategic programs. So they use it also for circular economy and also, what is it in English? The physical activity and mobility program that they have. So in Tampere, they wanted to start developing an emission scenario, like a tool that helps different stakeholders like politicians and anybody who is interested in creating their own emission scenarios. So it's a tool that helps people see that what kind of actions should be taken so that the specific emission goal could be reached. So this is something that Tampere is really ambitious about, and they are also front runners in climate budgeting. So that's what we are developing with them. They also developed ways to gather real-time indicator data for instance, we have been developing a mobility carbon footprint calculator for them. And the city of Lahti is the European Green Capital for this year, and city of Lappeenranta is the European Green Leaf Award winner. So they are also very ambitious and have a lot of good ideas. So we are very excited to work with them.
And can you tell us about your plans for the future? How are you planning to further develop and scale the Causal Watch platform?
We want to make the Causal Watch as easy as possible for new municipalities, new cities to take into use. And so it's in the essence, it's for planning, it's for managing, and it's for communicating the climate efforts. And in the future, we are going to develop it more into collaboration platform so that it's not just for the city organization, but it actually brings the different stakeholders together so they can solve problems. And for that, we need to create a lot of co-creation functionalities. We have many good ideas for that already, and we have gotten them from the climate watchdogs and from cities, and of course, from many different workshops that we have had. So that's the plan. So we really want to make it a global scalable platform that helps any city to become carbon neutral. And it's like, so also the development of the prioritizing and making climate budgets, it's becoming more and more important for cities. So then the citizens can also, they can bring their own suggestions on what could be good and what wouldn't work so well. So we want to get that collective intelligence in the planning and in the implementation and in the assessment of climate actions.
Ignatius, it was great to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. We'll be back with another exciting episode soon. For more information, visit thegovlab.org/collectiveintelligence.